everybody. It's Rock Tales Live at 5. So much going on, man. Really. Lots of people on the socials. I love you too, Marky. Just sent that text. So, Grammys. So many social events are happening in the city. I want to kind of fill you in on some of the charitable aspects that we're diving into. We got a big company move. Just tons of fucking shit that's going down.
We got news tonight.
We got this bands coming, like friends of the show, like close musical friends are coming into town. I'm concerned because I kind of feel I'm going to throw you guys for a loop right now. I kind of feel next week.
Is this our production meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of feel like we should do two shows next week.
Two shows next week.
Fucking threw you for a loop. Yeah.
Two live shows.
Oh my god. Let me get my notepad.
But maybe not next week. Maybe I'm thinking the following week. I think after the
Grammy
first.
Week.
What's that? Yeah, Grammy week.
Okay.
I think that we have the opportunity to have some cool live music potentially. Mm-hmm. We got to work some shit out. Mm-hmm. But there are, between the Music Cares dinner, between the TJ Martell dinner, between the Grammys, all the after parties and all that kind of stuff, right? We're going to the big Concord music party. There's so many fucking fun things happening. Yeah. And I'm praying that we might get a special visit from two bands, actually, on the show. So I got to get it confirmed.
Dua Lipa.
Do you know how many times we promised live music on this show?
Well, last week we were still installing shit. Or we were just our what would that be called?
By the way, tomorrow we're redoing the snake. So
we're redoing what?
Redoing the snake.
Oh really? Why? Mm-hmm. Did something happen?
Didn't have enough outlets. Inputs. Okay. So outlets and inputs.
Before we started the show, we kind of gave people a glimpse of our little tiny stage setup. You know, we fucked around with two different monitor systems. We think we got that. I mean, it's so loud and so crisp and so great in here.
It's 1,000 watts.
Yeah. Which is ridiculous.
1,000 watts of power.
Yeah. So our first musical guest is going to be Udo Dirkschneider.
You got your balls to the wall, man.
Yeah. Lots of fun things.
But
the first band that we were going to have in here, and we will have them coming and play, it's a band I love. I think that they're going to be part of the new rock stars, bringing the rock back. There's a really, really amazing. The whole band is epic.
What's their name?
Sasha Carlson.
Uh-huh.
And the Light.
Sasha Carlson and the Light.
Go on their socials. It's a new emerging band. So we're all seeing them tonight. We're gonna have dinner after the show. We just got to figure out dinner. They're playing the Viper Room live. They were gonna play last week. But technically, the stuff in here was we were trying to hang the monitors and make it sound and profesh.
You love Sasha Carlson and the Lights so much that you are willing to go to the heart of the Sunset Strip on a Friday night.
What do you mean I'm willing? You're going too. We're going to the Viper Room.
Yeah, you love Sasha Carlson and the Lights so much that you are willing to go to the Sunset Strip.
He goes to the Sunset Strip all the time.
100%.
On a Friday night.
Yeah.
Yes, because the band, right? What I really appreciate, they fucking look cool.
Uh-huh.
They sound cool. And their personalities as human beings, they're
cool.
Fucking cool. And they're authentically, you know, trying to write new, exciting, fucking awesome music. And so we're seeing them, tonight.
You are seeing them tonight.
Oh, my God. Don't even.
You're going to.
Don't even.
You are going to see them tonight.
Yes, and so are you.
They're going on at 8 o'clock, which is reasonable.
PM. Yeah.
It's reasonable.
That is actually reasonable.
Wait a second. Were you trying to not get... This is important. Look, everyone go to Instagram, the socials. You won't see so much because they're kind of in this, incubation phase, right? But they really genuinely bring a fucking 70s rock vibe to the 2020s.
I would rather squirt myself in the face with a can of Easy Off oven cleaner than go over to West Hollywood on a Friday night.
Can we do that on
really?
Air?
Really?
I mean, the whole squirting in
because,
the face thing?
By the way, do you know how I will fucking Uber delivers that shit and spray your face?
Yeah.
Are there any other fucking solvents great. Or that I might have on hand right now that I could apply to your face right now?
Yeah, maybe. Probably in that big fancy closet over there that's filled with all kinds of stuff.
Can I tell you what the issues are right
tell
now?
Me. Tell
okay,
me.
So you can't see... you know, if you looked at our stage shot, but just to the right,
thousand
as I'm
lots.
Looking at the stage, we have these metal filing cabinet style things that we house, like, you know, the solvents I'm going to spray in your face. It rattles. And Richard and I, as like turning up the sound and jamming
loud.
We're so bummed because I'm like, first of all, like, what the fuck do I do with these filing cabinets? But we still need the storage. So now I need to come up with some soundproof. It's the unexpected, like, the never-ending bullshit to have. Or maybe I'm just an idiot, right? We could. Is that. Anyone want to dive in on that? I am an idiot.
So you're an idiot?
Yeah.
No, it really rattles really loud.
It sucks. And the AC, there's one vent in the AC.
I think some foam rubber is going to help. We're gonna soundproof things. No. What? Yeah. What was that, Gotti?
I think this is a great conversation.
Oh, you're right.
Okay, Gotti,
you kind of all have right. a point. I mean, when Nadi Gotti, the director who barely ever said, we have to ask him to say hi, when he's chiming in,
now
then this must be fucking boring as hell. But you were trying to get out of tonight, which, mm-hmm. by the way, is insulting to the band.
Mm. Right? To the band, they know about me?
Can I dangle a filet in front of your face?
They asked.
Can
possible.
I brainwash you?
They asked if Uncle Brando was coming.
Yeah, Uncle Brando was going to be there.
This is going to be a thing.
I just hate
Mark
going
my
to West
words,
Hollywood.
Sasha Carlson and the Light is going to be a thing.
Okay.
All right? They're going to take down all of it. And I'm trying to be, I don't know why I'm trying to be PC, but like, they're good looking cats.
Is Sasha a dude or a Sasha a lady?
Sasha's a dude.
Sasha's a dude. Okay.
A real dude.
I don't know. Yeah. When you said Sasha Carlson.
He's a powerful dude.
Okay. Great. I love it.
Good looking cat. Oh,
This just in. This is huge news, by the way.
Morrissey just canceled his California arena shows.
Wait, why?
That's a good question.
It's a good question. This is brand new, exploding news right now.
I'm going to read it.
Today.
This is right off the. Heaven knows that thousands of Southern California Morrissey fans are miserable now.
This is a great writer.
Can you try?
Because heaven knows I'm miserable now.
Like Steve. Yeah, were you going
Captain
to this?
Captain Cocktail was going to the
All
show.
All right, I fucked up, okay? Listen, Captain Cocktail in the fucking house. By the way, delicious. Thank you so much for my old-fashioned. Right? He's been making Manhattans and old fashions. Did you get yours?
Did you grab your microphone before you started today?
I am going to.
We can't hear him. Anyways, Captain Cocktail back in the house.
Okay, it's a big mess.
But he was taking his daughter to go see Morrissey tomorrow night at the Kia Forum.
I saw Morrissey eating yummy Italian food. We talked about it. I mean, you know, Morrissey loves, he loves Italian food.
Okay, let's stick to the subject. So... our friend Justin Warfield was opening up for
She dinner. Wants Revenge. Oh, our friend Justin really? Warfield, his unbelievable
he was opening up.
Band, She Wants Revenge, was opening up. They have released a statement tonight on Instagram, which I have pulled up here.
Read the statement from Justin.
Play the theme music.
Yes.
Justin!
First of all, our friend Justin Warfield,
Come
She
on.
Wants Revenge. He was so excited to be playing when they got the gig to open up for Morrissey at the Forum. He was so excited because as a child of Southern California, mm-hmm. he grew up going to Laker games at the Forum. The Forum is spiritually important to him. He was so excited. So tonight, he literally said, "We are genuinely saddened that our two Southern California shows, including one in Anaheim, mm-hmm. supporting Morrissey, have been canceled. We wish there was something we could do, but unfortunately, we are powerless over the situation." He goes on to say that they actually tried to figure out with Live Nation, could we possibly play a show tomorrow night? Because we know all of our fans are coming.
Yeah.
And he said we couldn't pull it off because they got the news this morning.
You know, more importantly, I kind of like this move that you do.
Yeah.
You know where you got
it's
that?
It's important from you.
Walter Cronkite.
CSI.
Walter Cronkite.
CSI in Miami.
President Kennedy has been shot in Dallas.
1963.
Do you want to know something
really good.
That I think is also important to mention?
Donald Trump, guilty of... Go ahead.
I met a lady.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, she's a friend of my wife's. I mean, we know her.
Uh-huh.
I meant to say, I saw a lady. I'm not saying who she is, right? Mm-hmm. She's a very powerful person. married to a very powerful person.
Mm-hmm.
Same glasses. I want you to know you're wearing chick lenses.
He bought them for me because he didn't like my readers.
Well, yeah. And by the way, you look great. I'm just saying ladies and Brendan J. Smith, my brother from another mother, can wear.
Yeah. Oh, man, you're glasses. So 2001 with this whole discussion.
Donald Trump guilty of defaming E. Jean Carroll, $83.5 million.
So crank up the fucking poison.
So that's crazy. Morrissey, last time Morrissey was in Southern California, the Greek Theater in November of 2022, I had made a request. Could we get the fancy box to go? You knew that something bad was going to happen that night because that was the night that Morrissey walked on stage, sang three songs, said it's too cold, and left.
What did I say? I am not requesting the box for Morrissey.
That's right. But I did
request the box for...
Black Rose.
That's right.
We're coming to Southern California on April something.
Okay, wait.
April 12th.
Hold on a second.
Oh, no, you can buy a box, but we're going to be in the real box.
What the fuck is that?
No.
The fuck?
So much news going on.
Hold on a second. Why is everyone kind of being a dick right now? Okay, there's like... I'm stressed to the max, all right? We got to fucking move from one office that's like over there to our new office over there, right? Yeah. For those of you who don't fucking know, I'm not going to disclose our fucking location, but we had a good thing going for fucking years over there, right? And these mother fathers decide to fucking jack up the rent by $1 billion and fuck our whole world up. And you know what? The fucking rental angels. They're like, when one door closes, another opens with better parking, right? Better parking. And that's a big fucking deal.
Is it better parking though? Because it's tandem.
No. We have a whole parking lot adjacent to our...
Oh, that's right.
It was a fucking nightmare before. It was a shit show before. How often would I stare? We had
Gotti. How's this conversation?
Surprisingly better.
This is exhaust here from the people in the chat. How is this conversation, people in the chat?
Mm-hmm. God, I could use another cocktail.
Some real inside stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I was referring to that show where Brendan and I had the great box, and you had the box to the.
That was the cult.
To the side.
That was for the cult.
And you walked over and said, "What the fuck is going on here?"
That's right.
Yeah. I'm supposed to be in the good box, Brendan is supposed to be in the side box.
With the common people up in the back.
I did not single Brando out.
You did.
You absolutely said, why is he sitting in this box?
You did. And I took it, because I'm the common man. I should have been up in this C-section.
What?
Up in the bleachers.
I'll give you a fucking C-section. I'll pull a coyote out of your womb.
Amit was a C-section.
I was a C-section. Okay.
His mother.
Did I tell the story ever?
Gail went C-section on Amit?
Not only did she go C-section, real C-section on him a couple years ago.
Yeah. Okay. Here's a true story. Okay. Many years ago, you can.
Steve, can you refill this?
Yeah, Steve, Captain Cocktail. You just throw some, mostly whiskey in there, right? Maybe a few dashes of others. I wrote this book years ago, The Monstrous Memoirs of a Mighty McFearless. Okay? Captain Cocktail, where's the sound of the seagulls? I was going through a lot at this time in my life. I wrote this book. I'll try to make this story short. I was excited about it. It turned into kind of a big thing for me. All the studios were bidding on it. There were truly millions and millions of dollars at stake on who did I, what studio was I going to ultimately go with, right? And people might not know this about me.
What are you pouring in there, Steve?
I'm telling a story. I'm telling a story.
What? What is it?
We can't hear. It's Basil Hayden. Basil Hayden.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here. Oh, wow. Was not actually going to tell the story, but this is the book. Gwen, who's on the phone, goth Gwen, she threw it down the stairs. All right. Anywho.
I don't know. Where are you going with the story? It was about Gail. It was about a C-section.
He called Gail. That book, right? Before it was ever even published, it got out somehow. Truly, it was like one of those winning the lottery kind of a moments. And bidding war ultimately made a deal with a studio. And I call my mother, right, to give her the update. You know, I'm proud. And
Mom, I have this success going on.
Actually, hold on. When we finally say yes on who we're doing the deal with, right? This is me, my book agent, and my attorney. This is so boring. We're all sitting in a tiny little
Gotti,
office.
Hey, Gotti, how do you rate this conversation?
It's getting better.
Okay. Okay. We're sitting in this tiny office, and my attorney says, hey, don't you want to call anybody to tell them this is a big deal, dude? And I was like, yeah, I got nobody. Don't you want to call your mom? I'm like, yeah, you guys want to hear that? And they're like, what do you mean? I go, when I call my mom, all I can tell you is that, I don't know about your mom. Maybe your mom will be like, that's amazing. That's great. She's unpredictable. Chances are she's going to ask me, she's going to like give me a bill for like, the second she knows I've made some money.
All the cokes that she spent. All the money she spent on your friends as a teenager.
Yes, she has an accounting. By the way, this not exaggerating. She did once say, cokes don't grow on trees.
That's what I remember.
That's why, yeah. You know, that $10,000 that you just made for whatever, I should have that, right?
Cocaine. All right.
Wait a second. My mother wasn't on cocaine.
No, coke on trees.
Yeah, he ran.
Oh, all right. I'll do a shot to that. I'll take it.
So what was Gail Zappa's response when you called her on the speakerphone in a fancy office somewhere in Hollywood, California, to say, Mom, yep. I've just scored seven-figure deal with a local studio. They love the book, yada, yada. What was Gail Zappa's reaction to that?
Hi, Mom. What's up? Hi, Amit. How are you doing? Duckies, Amit. Duckies, Mom. Kind of sweet. Duckies. We like ducks. She used to give me stuffed animal ducks. That's... You get it.
What was Gail Zappa's response?
I don't have any sound effects on ducks.
No, I'm telling you. This is how it fucking went down. It's on speaker. I have my attorney. I have my book agent. I'm like... Buckle up, because it's things that are about to get weird. Mother, I've just made a few million dollars selling a children's book, right? Blah, blah, blah. Her reaction within seconds is, great. Now, maybe you can give me my vagina back. I was like, good. Good chat. Love you. Bye. Hung up the phone. The look on my attorney's face, on my book agent's face, they were like, wait, what? And
television actor Amit Zappa.
And then I promptly said to them, like, I'm as confused as the both of you are because I was also a C-section. So I don't know about... explaining like, oh my God, it was such a big deal. This book that I've been working on, blah, blah, blah. And look, after that, there were many other psychologically damaging conversations I had with her. You know what? This is like a round table.
Feels like a good time for a commercial.
Wait, I think it's a great idea. It's a great idea.
A reset. We're going to take a reset. We got a lot going on. We got more news to cover, including David Lee Roth attacking Wolfgang Van Halen.
Oh, it pisses me off.
Pisses me off.
We got to get into that.
We got Goth Gwen on the phones. We don't know if the phones are working.
They are. They're working.
They're working great. If you want to, I actually like this. I saw the news because it pops up in my feed. What the fuck is the deal with David Lee Roth?
We're going to play some of this David Lee Roth.
Yeah.
It's not cool. If you want to vent, I'm angry at Diamond Dave. If you too are angry, please call. What's our number?
855-601-ROCK.
Wow. All right. Back in a second after this small commercial break.
Hey!
It's Rock Tales, live at 5. Here's what I have to say. What I love about what we do here is it's anything goes, right? Really, truly.
It truly is.
Yeah. And we are committed to giving you sort of an inside peek
at our world.
And I have
what is happening over here?
Well, I'm going to get to that. I just noticed
this is a fucking disaster.
Brando has a can I see that?
The hobbler went to the Lake Austin Spa and brought me back a bottle.
Come to the Lake Austin Spa Resort.
It's a fancy spa resort.
How fancy?
Very. It's Amit level fancy.
Okay. See this, guys? Temperature controlled cylinder. Okay. It's empty, but you know, you want to know what I'm smelling? It's the goddamn, during the commercial break, the fucking pre-made Greyhound. A pre-made Greyhound? Are you traveling? You don't trust what we drink here? You're bringing your own fucking pre-made Greyhounds to Rocktails? I watched you pour
it. Is that Trader Joe's vodka?
Easy go! A vodka of the gods.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous.
There's no vodka here, and I'm just being white trash tonight. Just driving around L.A.
Tonight? Wait a second. Okay.
Okay.
I support you. Diamond Dave. Okay. Listen, dude. Listen to the podcast. Listen to your words. You know, you get the headlines. You know, Blabbermouth picks it up. All these other news organizations that try to make a big deal about your comments to Wolfgang, right? So I see that. This is Eddie's son, right? There's so many emotions.
The day before Eddie's 69th birthday. What would have been Eddie's 69th birthday?
Are you borrowing your dad's nitrous from his fucking dental clinic?
OBGYN?
I think he was a dentist, right?
I thought he was an OBGYN.
Ophthalmologist.
In Pasadena, California.
But you still need...
Dr. Roth.
You still need...
Yes.
Laughing gas to have your eyes checked,
100%.
Right? 100%. When I get my eyes checked, you need laughing gas.
I just want people to know, okay? I want people to know. I got this job because of my talents.
This is him doing the Jesus Christ bit on his little YouTube channel.
Even if my dad wasn't God.
Should we fast forward through this?
Fast forward. It's toward the end. He tells two stories.
Yeah, let's hear it.
That he thinks are damning about Wolfgang.
You gotta think as a
team. It's so weird. This was released yesterday. People don't know.
I want to see some.
I think most rock fans know. Yesterday, he just released on his weird YouTube channel. That's not a video channel. It just has weird images of Uncle Shecky in his leather vest, and he's got these naked mannequins and whatever.
It's so,
and
it's,
he just a rant. He doesn't say Wolfgang, but it's about Wolfgang. It's tour stories.
Well, let's hear it.
Can we reuse this from YouTube?
I don't know.
This fucking kid, he's complaining the entire tour like I'm not paying enough attention to him on stage. Like Santa Claus coming down the chimney and popping out on Christmas is nobody paying attention. Shalom to the dome, homie. I'm giving him the best. Everything I've got in front of 20, 30,000 people.
I kind of like Shalom to the dome.
Okay, like, hold. I kind of like that. Yeah, I agree with you. Now, here's where the conflict comes in, okay?
Shalom to the dome.
If you read the headlines versus listening to Diamond Dave.
Yeah.
It's more damning. If I'm going to give Diamond Dave the benefit of the doubt, Shalom to the dome, right? He's comically, he's trying to kind of, you know, there's two sides to every story, right? But if I'm listening to him, the net for me is Diamond Dave, dude, you're a dick. And I hate to even say that. I worship you. You're the fucking... You have the Mojo Dojo. You're my rock and roll samurai. You're my penultimate fucking lead singer of the one. 13-year-old
Rick Zappa fucking loved Diamond Dave.
Backstage, you scared me when you offered me in a paper bag some Jack Daniels. Okay,
he did.
Yeah. So it hurts me because my heart goes out to Wolfie. Yeah. And you know, there's like, you're an elder statesman. I hate to break it to you, bro, but you're not fucking 25 and it's complicated. And yes, you played in a band and I know all of that shit, but he's still the son of, still a kid, and have some class.
And he's ascending. He just had a big appearance on Jimmy Kimmel, Wolfgang and the Band.
Yeah.
Mammoth WVH. Yeah. Fantastic appearance on Jimmy Kimmel.
Be a man and support him.
Be a man and support him. It's Eddie's birthday. And also, he's got new music out. He's ascending. He's doing his own thing.
Yeah.
But I have a question for YouTube business-oriented
people. Let's listen to this.
Do you want to listen to more of it?
Yeah, let's listen to the stories. Okay. Have you heard the song?
They ramble.
I haven't.
What, Diamond Dave? I read the whole
fucking article. He's complaining to everybody around me. The business manager, the security guy, the clothing lady.
Dave's not paying enough attention to me.
Cut to New York City. Glamorous, glistening, shimmering New York City, and we're at Jones Beach with 20,000 of my closest friends. I walk out into the middle of the stage, and I'm going to do Ice Cream Man. And I'm testifying to the brothers, Eddie and Al, man, this is how many times we played New York. This is spectacular. And what I don't know is this kid, this Schlemiel kid, has commandeered a couple of monkeys to go in back behind my back over to the side of the stage and throw out these two great dames that I invited to be my guests to the show. And these dames are in their 40s, okay? Business women. In fact, you aren't going to believe this shit.
Roth Show.
Okay.
This fucking kid, what he doesn't know is that these two dames work for the accounting firm that represent him, not me. But as usual, he, just like his uncle and his uncle's brother, stiffed them for tickets. I know they're going to do that, so I got ahead of things and I give them tickets. I put them way off to the side, and I'm not talking about Motley Crue groupies here. This is the real deal, and they're both carrying big satchel purses, right? Like Gucci, here we go. And he throws them out of the building. He's teaching me a lesson. What this fucking kid doesn't know, they're carrying the paychecks for all 82 people on the road crew. Nobody tells me till I'm parked in the middle of that fucking bridge that leads from 100 Wantai Avenue, you know, fucking Jones Beach. They think I'm gonna freak out. I laughed so hard I spilled my Snapple.
That's one story. And the second story is the Hollywood Bowl, and it's the same story.
Wait, hold on a second. Here's my conflict. Whatever he says, whether it's true or a lie, I love it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Wait.
I love Diamond Dave. You get what I'm saying? He's... He is the master of he's the if there's a pantheon of rock gods,
yes,
right? He is the, he's not Zeus.
No.
Right? He's I don't know, he's like the fucking god of parties, right?
That I agree with.
And you want him to fucking do his thing. Whether he interprets a situation incorrectly or correctly, you just want him to add his fucking level of rock and roll sprinkle stardust, right? You want that. And if that stardust is actually cocaine, I'll do my sip in advance.
Cocaine.
Or fentanyl. Do we need... has someone written a fentanyl song?
Fentanyl.
Yeah, okay.
It's fentanyl! Fentanyl! You gotta get it, fentanyl!
Baby, you and I, a mountain full of fentanyl at the border in Texas in
all right,
between...
All right, let's not... Let's not get canceled.
No, okay, all right.
Okay.
So, Diamond Dave, right? It's one of those, I give him a pass, but it's so fucking hard for me because I know how hard it is for my brother to be the son of a fucking guitar player.
Absolutely.
And how everyone judges him, or you're not Frank, or you're, like trying to do that whole fucking thing.
Or you only have a career because you're a celebrity kid.
True or false? So my point is, he is an uber talent, and so is my brother.
Wolfgang's an uber talent.
Yes,
legit.
So you have a scenario where Wolfgang goes out on tour. It's not, it's not the original Van Halen lineup. You can be whatever your issues are as the lead singer of Van Halen, right? And now a new member, right? In the band.
Bloody hard work.
Well, that was probably Eddie saying, I want my son to go out on the road. We know that's pretty well chronicled. This is how it's going to go down.
Yeah.
We're going to go back out, but Wolfgang's going to be on bass.
Yeah, I hate to break it to you, bro. The band's called Van Halen. Alex Van Halen, Eddie Van Halen,
Wolfgang
Van Halen. And it's personal, and it's a challenge. I hear what you're saying. You're anticipating whatever that dynamic is, but there's an element where you rub them the wrong way. You bring your Diamond Dave to the table.
Since 1970,
yeah.
2, 3,
yeah.
4.
You fucking left the band, bro. You left the band because you were crazy from the fucking heat.
I have a question to this point,
yeah.
For both of you business-oriented, business-minded gentlemen who mm-hmm. understand the business of music in the city of...
I'm hanging on for the question.
Los Angeles, California.
Here we go.
Okay. Do you think that this is underlying all this stuff, Roth attacking Wolfgang Van Halen in the open? Is this about legacy? Is this about the business of Van Halen?
I don't want to think it is.
Is this about what we're doing with Van Halen now? Is it about the behind the scenes lawyers and managers?
I don't think he cares about
managers?
What we're doing with Van Halen.
No. I know, but I'm just saying.
Can I try to answer what you're talking about?
Yes.
I want to say that Diamond Dave is not being petty. I hope he's not, right?
Okay.
He still gets his checks. He still is this incredible front man, right? But the second he left, the second
was
we had
an incredible front man.
Yeah. The second it transitioned to where Sammy came in, Gary Cherone came in. It's a weird situation,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
But at the end of the day, if you could only see,
Andy, stop.
Can you see handsome British guy behind? He's giving his own physical gestures of what's.
Does he want to sit down and give us the take, the skinny on what's
not,
going
not
down?
That take.
I mean, I'm just saying, are they fighting over the Van Halen estate? Are they fighting over what to do with Van Halen as we go forward? They're not.
There's no reason. You're hilarious, Dave. You are. No one's taken away the fact that you're
great storyteller.
Yeah, there's so many levels to you.
At the height of his powers, he was the greatest frontman of all time. At the height of his powers.
Yes, and he did all of that. But there is no reason, in my opinion, to just zip it, dude.
Don't attack the kid.
It's a young kid who doesn't have the life experience, who joined the train. I get where you're coming from. I think a lot of us do, but it's not a good look to attack Wolfie. Right? Wolfie. Right? Like you when all this was going on, you knew him when he was a baby to the moment where as gods of rock, you're looking at, wow, you know, from Eddie's perspective, he's like, I want my son to be around me. He has the talent to be in Van Halen, right? All of this shit that you're talking about, every night that he performed, he fucking crushed it. He played everything that you needed to fucking play in the bass. He sang all those fucking high notes. He gave you, as a performer in the fucking band, an amazing fucking, like, he became a part of, you know, the night of music. So you, in my opinion, are shooting yourself into your tattooed dick when you...
It is probably tattooed. There's probably a samurai. He probably
has
a samurai.
He's got cream for it, too, that he'll sell you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think he actually has to inject his dick, though?
Like, I mean, allegedly, like Stallone, like you fucking cock pump it.
Maybe.
Cut the balls, hold the shaft.
It's a different discussion.
Hold the shaft, lick the shaft. Hold the balls, lick the shaft. Hold the balls, lick the shaft.
Is that what it is? Is that the direct
apparently
quote?
The quote that people heard on the set of, it was either Running Man or Judge Dredd.
Okay.
And he still had his mic on Dredd in the trailer. The urban myth around Sylvester Stallone, which was not chronicled in the documentary that's on Netflix.
Okay, wait, hold on a second.
Yeah, they didn't.
Allegedly.
Hold on a second.
Hold the balls, lick the shafts to a young, hot PA.
Wait.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Allegedly.
Look, we had our staff meeting in the first part of the show. Here's a staff meeting now before we go to our new commercial break. Future show idea, musical urban myths.
Oh,
I'm going to throw one out at you.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
So there are road tapes. Okay. I think there should be a road tapes episode. Now, when you were on the tour bus, when you had the VHS tapes and that was kind of a thing.
Yes.
You had a whole collection. It would be the bus driver. It would be the tour manager. And what you got was this weird kind of VHS tape collection.
Uh-huh.
And
Eraserhead.
Largely porn.
Well, yeah.
But. So are you all familiar with the Chicken Shack Chuck Berry videos?
Possible urban myth or a real?
Is that the bathroom videos?
Yeah.
No, don't.
Okay.
Let's not.
Wait, before we go to a commercial break, hey y'all, check out 4chan or Reddit.
Or not.
And I want to say this is the direct quote. You know I love you, baby.
Gotti, how's it going?
But I can't kiss you.
Let's get back to talking about the parking.
Because you smell like piss. Okay?
Hey.
It's tandem parking at the new office, right? No?
Okay. Yeah, we got two spots, two great spots.
All right.
We've covered so much tonight.
It's Rock Tales.
Yeah.
In the next segment, if you feel like I do, I'd actually like to hear from people.
I want to hear phone calls.
Yeah, from
855-601.
I can't wait to read the chat right now.
Diamond Dave, but handsome British guy, you want to kind of join this conversation? Okay, because we got lots to talk about. All right.
Call us.
Yeah, give us a call, 855. What's our number?
601 Rock.
ROCK. It's Rock Tales, back in a second. It's Rock Tales.
Yeah!
Are we on? I can't hear myself. Are we on, Tricky Dicky?
We're on.
Tricky Dicky, you look weird. What's wrong with your head? You're wearing a weird hat. What's wrong with you, Brando? Why are you wearing that hat?
I think it's someone's birthday.
Whoa!
Besides Eddie Van Halen.
Handsome British guy, the fucking socials are lighting up.
Hey, man.
We
Happy birthday! Yay! Sammy Hagar rules.
So, Sunday, okay, yes. is your birthday.
It is, yes.
I want to remind people that we lose you yeah. the second.
I fly to Japan on the 2nd of February.
Tell everyone what's happening on
2nd of February, I fly yeah. to Japan. On the 8th to the 9th, I put my life in God's hands.
No, you're going to die.
As I scale.
You're going to die!
Yeah.
As I scale the Silver Mountain.
Listen.
And pass the hall.
On the mountain!
To the Mountain King.
Look, I know that you're doing this.
It's great.
To prove to yourself that you can. I mean, yeah. incredible to climb Mount Fuji. You fly to Japan.
After being busted up and nearly killed by a car. Yes.
Well, no one. I don't know if people know that part.
No, but that's part of it. That is part of it.
Well, let's talk about it for a second. How does? Please try to. Even though you were hit by a car, run over, land on right. your head, make it somehow
brain scrambled.
David Lee Roth's fault. Go ahead.
It's always David Lee Roth's fault. Okay. But I would say is it would be like being Van Halen and being crushed by the departure of David Lee Roth.
Diamond Dave, yeah.
And then finding that you can go on with a Sammy
yeah.
and make it to the top still.
Mm. All right. So, look, I love Diamond Dave.
I also love Sammy Hagar.
I'm not stoked that he said these things about Wolfie.
It was dumb.
And by the way,
my opinion, it was dumb.
Who knows? Sammy, right? May have done the same thing. Who knows what the politics are?
Wolfgang. We know Wolfgang.
I agree with you.
It's like picking on like Garfield in the corner.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
It's just a dumb thing to do. He's not adding to the people that like him by doing that. That's what I would say.
Yeah. I'd
like to think he's kind of better than that. I just thought it was disappointing.
Well,
but go Eddie Trunk for getting that out of it.
Well, yeah, but so many things happening. So Andy.
Happy yes. birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're going to die on the mountain.
No, I'm not.
The Handsome British Guy has put together a music playlist that's actually really interesting, which is songs thematically, metal songs about climbing mountains.
I'm fucking selfish.
Ascending.
All I give a shit about is that he's going to call us. I hope you have reception.
I should call you into Rocktails on the Friday.
Oh, that's all I care about.
Let's do it.
Because listen, while amazing. You're being savaged by a Yeti, okay, gang raped by a fucking Sasquatch on a mountain.
Or a panda.
Up. Yeah,
and
exactly.
Free Nepalese Sherpas.
Oh my. Well, first
in
of all.
In a tent.
You got the Sherpas in the bag. If it's so cold, the best thing to do, right, is to jack off a Sherpa in a small tent.
Hey!
Whoa! Right? Hold on.
Hey.
Hold on.
He told me the Sherpas were Maiden fans.
Yeah, they are.
They are huge Maiden fans.
And he's going to make them.
Get this. This is kind of cool. So
it's time for apparently Nepalese Sherpas are Maiden fans.
I'm not really surprised by this, but the cool thing for me was, you know, obviously you have to pay to go up Mount Fuji with a professional team so that you don't die.
Break it down for us, okay? Right. For the people who are just tuning in right now, okay? I have a lot of respect. Of course I say, oh, you're going to die in the mountain because you are. But on top of that, it's my fear. I love you. And I think you're fucking batshit crazy for doing this. And at the same time, I'm like, fucking mad respect that you're doing this. I don't know anyone else who's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to climb Mount Fuji. And you're like, okay, cool. And he's like, no, for real, I'm going to do it. And then you're fucking doing it. So you've been posting on your socials and you're doing it for charity.
Yeah.
And look, this might be, you're leaving on the second. I really might not be sitting at this round table again because you might freeze to death. Okay.
It's true.
I want to take this opportunity to help you raise money for charity, for a good cause.
And for your family. GoFundMe.
Yeah. Your family
You can do my GoFundMe if it's needed. There you go.
I'll totally do that. But right now we're like, you're basically hiking for your family for like Chick-fil-A money. Okay.
No. We're doing pretty well. Some climbing for two charities associated to bands that I've worked with for a long time. So one is Queen.
All the money that you're hiking for, that side of stuff.
What's the Queen charity?
So it's Mercury Phoenix Trust. So it's for AIDS and education side of stuff there.
Incredible.
And then also, because I've done this for a long time now with our artists and my good friends in Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
Which is the heavy metal truants. Which is for children's charities.
We joke around a lot, but seriously, this...
Why do it for me? There's no benefit in that other than me feeling like I've achieved something. Yeah, it's
incredible.
Else.
Andy, handsome British guy, is hiking, right?
And climbing.
Right? Going to be savaged by wolves. Here's my prediction.
Mount Fuji.
Yeah, it's Mount fucking Fuji.
You're not allowed to climb. Just to give you an idea, you are not allowed to climb Mount Fuji out of season. It's kind of illegal, right? Mm-hmm. And it's in the height. It's in the height of out of season.
Yeah.
So you have to go to the police, and they have to make sure that you have everything that you need to climb, and you're only allowed to go with professional, like, you know, Sherpas, climbers. And so I book my trip.
Yep.
I pay my money.
Yep.
They ask me why I'm doing it, so I say I'm doing it for charity. They say, which charity? And as soon as I say Heavy Metal Truants, Maiden, they freak the fuck out.
Okay.
All Maiden fans know Heavy Metal Truants.
They go, we're giving you 10% off, amazing, and we're going to wear anything you want us to wear, T-shirt-wise. So they're wearing...
Well, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, so when we get to the top, they'll be wearing Maiden T-shirts.
It's the best.
It's great.
I don't want this to be the case.
And Rod will look after them when Maiden come to Japan, and they'll be very happy.
You know I'm psychic, right? Andy, you handsome British guy, you know how psychic I am, right?
So you know I'm going to die in the mountain.
I want to tell you exactly how it's going to go down, actually.
Go on, then.
So I want you to know that you are climbing Mount Fuji.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you every step of the way.
Go on.
What's going to happen, right? You're going to fly in first class. You're going to have great sushi on the plane.
That's great. I get an upgrade.
JAL Airlines,
I'll
right?
I'll get an upgrade.
Okay,
I'm going to Delta, actually.
Even better. They're going to take care of
you. You know how they take care of us.
This is what I'm saying. You just got an upgrade, okay?
Right.
There is all of the sky waitresses and the sky waiters, right?
Yeah.
They're going to come to you and be like, sir, you know, a little bird told me that you're going to Japan to hike for charity.
Yeah.
Can I please give you some Rutherford, or can I please give you some John and Vinny's meatballs? At least that's what happens when you fly to Nashville, right? So they're going to give you
mini whiskey bottles would be good.
It's like 25 hours on a fucking plane, right? You're going to
it's long.
You know, you're going to put on your knapsack.
Well, you get there the next day, don't you? You miss a day.
You're going to hike down the aisles of the plane and be like, what's up, everybody? I just got the 60-pound fucking rucksack on my back. I'm awesome, and I'm going to climb fucking Mount Fuji. Everyone's going to be like, I love that guy. That guy fucking rules. And then you're going to get off the plane, and there's going to be a handful of strangers in Iron Maiden shirts, all right? And then they're going to drive you for a few hours. You're going to have headphones on. You're going to be in your meditative state. You're like, I can fucking do this. A little engine that could. I fucking got this. I'm going to fucking climb a giant fucking mountain. You're going to get to the base fucking camp. Everyone's going to be like, fucking high fives, all of that. And then one rando. Don't go. You. Right? And you're going to be like, wait, what's the deal with that fucking weird warlock human being? Hold on,
guys. He's telling a story.
Yeah. Go with me.
Television actor Amit Zappa is telling a story.
Like a bad omen.
Amit Zappa.
Like a bad fucking omen, right? And you're like, fuck that guy. But in the back of your mind, you're like, I don't know. That's kind of weird. You're going to start the fucking descent.
It's going to be Wonder Boy.
That's an ascent. Descent. Ascent.
I got you.
There you go.
Ascent. You're going to go up the ascent, right?
Yes.
As you're fucking, hey guys, what's going on? Like, hey, my name's Handsome British Guy. What's your name? Oh, I'm fucking Dinglehoffer Eubanks.
Dinglehoffer.
Right?
Dinglehoffer Eubanks, the Sherpa.
Son of Bob Eubanks.
Exactly. Duh. Right? Fucking.
By the way, the candle on the birthday cake is almost melted all the way down.
We'll get there.
It's his birthday, by the way.
All right. So here's
I don't even eat cake, so there you go.
Guys, I'm trying to get to the part where he gets felched by a wolf.
You're going. Cooking with gas. Go.
I am trying to get to the part where he's felched by a fucking wolf, okay? Bear with me.
I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
Okay. So,
hamster or skunk?
A wolf. Listen to me. Wolf. A fucking. Have you ever been felched by a wolf?
How's it going, Gotti?
I'm curious about that rattling cabinet.
Ian Astbury, have you ever been felched by a wolf? Ian Astbury of the cult. That's incredible.
Lion, baby.
Bit of a lost weekend.
Yeah. Do you know, just so you know, are you prepared? Do you know what felching is?
Yes.
Can you explain to the audience? Can you explain what felching is?
I'm not putting small animals on my butt.
Okay, well.
There you go.
It's a fart and a belch.
No. No, it's not. No, it's not. Do you know what jibbing is?
Jibbing?
Yeah,
or space docking?
Ian Astbury, what is jibbing? Do you know?
I think Gaddy's going to
know. I have no idea.
Gaddy, are you nervous? On your way up, on your ascent to the mountain, you're going to be space docked, felched, jibbed.
Wow.
Okay. Donkey punched.
Oh, wow.
There's so many things that you've never experienced.
And you know what? It's not going to stop me getting to the top.
Uncharted waters.
There you go.
The top.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The top of that mountain, and I'm coming back down.
I believe that you will make it.
Yep.
And then while you're up there, you're going to be like the end of, what's that John Hughes movie? Breakfast Club, where you're like, at the end, you're going to fucking do that.
I'm going to either cause an avalanche by the loudness of my shout.
I agree.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Jerry in the chat just said he found his shampoo horn t-shirt from 1994.
You're welcome.
Oh, we're doing a track by track of shampoo horn.
No.
For the 30th anniversary.
When's that? No, we're not doing 30th that.
30th anniversary.
There's not a deluxe 5-CD box set of shampoo horn coming
out? Spam my brother's email. Yeah, but get him on that. I'm too busy.
Oh, shit.
What are you doing?
The candle burned all the way down.
Oh, shit.
It's a sign.
Gwen Stigator brought us a cake that we were supposed
to
eat.
You gonna cut this?
Yeah, well, wow, do the honors.
It's got a very weird texture to it.
Here's what I want people to do.
No one on the phones tonight? Who do we got? Come on. One more phone call.
I'll just pick randomly.
Here we go.
Yeah, let's do it.
You didn't even mention Norm this week.
One more phone call.
What's going on? Wait, Nam's happening right now.
On the line.
Metal Legion's 10th anniversary last night. You know, stuff going on as well.
Welcome to Rocktails. Have no idea who the fuck you are. It's been a train wreck of a show. I'm worried about handsome British guy dying on Mount Fuji, being gang raped by a Sasquatch.
He's hiking Mount Baldy for practice this weekend.
Well, you know, by the way, a ski instructor could be like dressed as a Sasquatch and take
the
him down.
Remember the actor died there like 6 months ago.
British guy.
The actor?
Yeah. What was that guy's name?
I don't
big
know.
Big actor. Yeah. Anyway.
Big actor. 6 months later, he's found after it.
Who the hell is on the phone? What are you drinking? Welcome to Rock Tales. Do you have something you want to say? You want to say goodbye to handsome British guy? And what? And how do you feel about Diamond Dave's behavior to Wolfgang?
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's Sean from Illinois.
Sean from Illinois. Buddy.
He needs his own sting.
Of course, right?
Yes, he does.
An original rockaholic. Sean the Rockaholic, welcome back to Rock Tales. What's happening, bud?
Hey, happy birthday to handsome British guy.
Thank you, man.
His mission is amazing.
Last birthday.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, you guys are a bit over the top on that for my taste, but...
I agree with you.
He's a brave lad. He's a brave lad. We're saying that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And, we'll
but
be back.
The whole DLR thing, man, I defy anybody to watch the distance video with Wolfie and his dad
agreed.
And not have a lump
You're
in their
right,
throat
man.
At the end of it.
Yeah,
that's right.
And he's embarrassing himself. I don't understand it. I don't know why he could be so jaded to come at him like that. But
100% Dick Lee Roth.
Listen,
Dick Lee Roth.
I hate to be negative about Diamond Dave. Truly, I try to compartmentalize this because he's so fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. But I agree with you, man. I mean, there's so many other ways you could have expressed yourself and not at the expense of Wolfgang Van Halen.
Why is the business of making music so fucking hard?
Well, and to put the production value into insulting them that way, I just, I don't, I'm a bit mind blown by it, but again, I can't even begin to comprehend it or understand the what it's about. But Wolfie's talented. His band's talented. Here's what I want to say. I want to end this with positive.
Well, Sean,
Wolfie will be able
Sean,
to accomplish.
Here's your platform. Here's your platform. Tell everyone. Speak to Diamond Dave. Give him what's up. Tell Diamond Dave directly what you want him to hear right now.
Shalom to the dome. Cease and desist. Yeah. Yeah.
I like it. That's legit. Shot. Very good.
Listen,
very
man,
good.
Everyone, legit. If you're just tuning in,
you've won the show already.
That was good.
Sean and his wife, every time Brando fucking has a side splitter like that.
I didn't put my head back because I was looking up Julian Sands is the actor who died on Mount Baldy. Right. So I was looking up some of his big movies.
You mean Warlock himself?
I would gladly bake the fat of an unbaptized child so that I may fly.
Please watch Julian Sands. I forget the name of the actress that was in Footloose, right? Opposite fucking Kevin Bacon. But Warlock, not a great movie, but a great movie. If you are, I think any movie in the 80s that like shows boobs, if you're like a teenage dude, you're like, that was the best movie ever. I'm fairly certain Warlock gives you what you need.
Okay.
Gives you what you need.
Warlock and Cody.
Back to our friend Sean.
Yeah. So Sean, say goodbye to Handsome British Guy. Wish him a happy birthday and tell Diamond Dave.
Speak to Diamond Dave and then we'll let him know.
Speak the truth, Sean.
Sean dropped.
Oh no.
What the fuck, bro?
He dropped. We love you, Sean. We gave him a platform.
And he did wish
we
happy birthday. We're all good.
Oh, my God.
I thought the Shalom to the Dome was
really
good. That was it.
He won the show with that phrase.
That was good.
I keep trying to push the boundaries of like going later in
the show.
Like
Christmas, he looks like a Christmas elf, right?
With that hat.
Richard is
cognizant of the time that Sasha
Carlson
and the light go on at 8 o'clock. Tonight awesome at the Viper Room on Sunset.
By the way, this fucking
if you
weird
like Rival Sons, Led Zeppelin, that's the kind of vibe.
True. Uh-huh. If you like
that's caramel
delicious
that
cake.
That was delicious.
That was
I mean, in celebration of you, happy birthday in advance.
I don't even eat cake and that was awesome.
Right?
That's what I'm gonna say.
Well, it's your last meal, basically.
And when are you leaving?
Second. So I'm not here next Friday.
If people want to actually support your hike, and
you're going
to
put it in the YouTube link this time,
we will. But tell everyone too. Where do they go?
I have pages on two specific sponsorship sites for Mercury Phoenix Trust and Heavy Metal Train.
Okay,
we'll drop the link in the description. And all joking aside, good luck. Man. Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Follow the direction of the Sherpas, please.
I will.
Yeah, please.
Honestly, I'm not. I will.
Don't do anything stupid.
Tell the Sherpas to listen to Rock Tales with Ahmet Zappa.
I think I'm going to subscribe to
the YouTube channel.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Rock Tales Radio on Twitter, Sherpas.
Yeah.
I think I'll get them to do a Rock Tales message from the summit too.
Let's do that.
Is your goal to climb to the top and then play Man on the Silver Mountain?
That is up there. And then as I come down, Over the Mountain by Ozzy. I mean,
Will,
do you promise to FaceTime me? I'm so worried. In all seriousness, I know I joke about you having a situation. You're going to be safe, right?
Yeah, if I don't do stupid shit.
Could go sideways.
Yeah.
Put it this way. My rule is I'm not doing any alcohol in the amateur zone.
They bring some whiskey
so we can have a shot at the top of the mountain. I'm like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, you don't. That
fucking name.
So I'm being pretty sensible.
Well, listen, goodbye forever, my friend. it's Rock Tales. We have so much planned for 2024. I appreciate all of you. Smash that like button according to the, you know, millennials.
Subscribe and stuff.
Yeah. I can't believe I have to fucking say those things. Is that real? I gotta do that?
You gotta do social media too.
Can't you do that?
No.
No, can you do that?
What?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's fucking...
I'm listening to Ronnie.
Such a shit show. It's Rock Tales. We'll see you next week. It's a big week. We got Grammys. We got all of these charities. All of the music community is coming into town. It's the
beginning. So much cocaine and prostitutes in Los Angeles during the Grammys.
How did we do, Gotti?
Yeah.
He's not even talking.
He fell asleep.
No, he's looking. I can see him. God, he can't not answer.
Did we do okay?
We did okay.
Fuck, he hated the show. It's my director. It's Rock Tales. See you next week. We got so much fucking boring things happening onto the left and to the right. I mean, I'm so stressed out. Guys, fucking send me well wishes. I got to survive the next 2 weeks. All right. Peace out. See you next time. Thanks for calling in, guys.